A Massachusetts judge has sentenced a British au pair to life in prison. Middlesex County Superior Court Judge Hiller Zobel imposed the mandatory life sentence this morning, a day after a jury found 19-year-old Louise Woodward guilty of second-degree murder. Woodward had been charged with violently shaking an 8-month-old baby she was hired to care for and sending him into a fatal coma. NPR's Tovia Smith is in Cambridge. Tovia, what happened this morning?
It was a very emotional scene. Louise Woodward came in this morning. Her face was swollen. Her attorneys clutched her, hugged her for a long time. Her eyes were just red and swollen, looked like she'd been crying for a while. The first thing that happened this morning was before the sentencing, the parents of Matthew Eben, the baby, gave a victim impact statement and talked about their experience with this whole loss. They said it was beyond us to comprehend that someone we had trusted had hurt Matthew. They said they were sickened to think that the hands that were supposed to have fed him and cared for him hurt him. The judge then went on to impose the sentence. As you said, it was mandatory. He had no discretion. She gets life in prison with no parole before 15 years. I should also add that Louise Woodward did also speak. It's her right to do so, and she just said simply she wanted to maintain her innocence. She said she never hurt Maddie, and she said she's not responsible for his death.
So this life sentence was expected?
It was expected, but this is not over. The judge is now has just worked out the logistics for all the legal maneuvering that will occur now. There's a motion that would require a finding by the jury of the not guilty verdict and require a new trial. That will be considered on Tuesday. There's also an application for to reduce the charge from murder to manslaughter. As you remember, this was the choice of Louise Woodward and her defense attorneys to go for this all-or-nothing approach, figuring they had such a good case they would get an acquittal and she would not go to prison.
So what's been the response by the defense to the verdict and to the sentence?
They are just devastated. To the verdict, to the sentence, that is expected, but to the sentence in their life, they said they never expected. Some of them said in 25 years, they just never could know if a client really was innocent. This one they believed in. They say that it was a miscarriage of justice, and they are going to ask that the verdict be set aside. They're also going for appeals, whatever it takes. They say they're going to fight this one out until this. Louise Woodward can go home.
And I suspect they regret going up against a second-degree murder charge.
Well, they say they stand by that decision. It was a gamble. It was a really high-stakes gamble. It was basically Louise Woodward's life in prison or her freedom that they were betting. And in this case, it backfired.
Now, in Massachusetts, does a life sentence mean life?
In this case, for second-degree murder, it means 15 years, and then there is a chance of parole after 15 years.
Thank you very much. NPR's Tovia Smith in Cambridge, Massachusetts.